Hi everybody, it's Lloyd here again, and the next 5 weeks' recordings are taken from an interview that I had with Bob Thibodeau. He interviewed me about how I first got started writing poems. So I hope you enjoy this interview.
Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman. Is this poetry going to be your legacy, if you want to call it that?
Probably, but I, as I said, as we've talked about before, I use it as a tool, you know, and to get into people's hearts. Because I tell you, one of the things that concerns me about life, and we all suffer from it, so I even put up my own hand, is that we all need to define ourselves, and we all need to have our own understanding of our gifting, our abilities, where we fit into that sphere of life, and our sources of influence to and from. And so I use poetry a lot to define people. And I was talking to a lady in Perth recently because she wanted me to go and visit her father. And we got talking about our Christian walk and everything, and because I'd been to different churches in Perth, and we were talking about the same sorts of people. And she started sort of telling me some stuff. And in my stomach, I just knew that there was something wrong. This poor lady was rejected, I felt, by the church because of the way she felt and thought. And because being a pastor's, I don't know how to say this quite, but you don't know how often to articulate God to all the different personalities and all the different people groups that you associate with, okay? And, you know, you go into a certain place and you don't fit there, and you get two options. Either you suck it up or there's the door. And she was one of these people that had seen a few doors, and I just knew I had to define something to her. So we got off the phone, and I sat straight down and I just started writing, and I wrote this beautiful poem for her. And then the next thing was that God said to me, go and check out her name. And so I did. And I found a place in the poem where I could put her name and him speaking to her, okay? So I did that, sent it off to her. Well, I got virtually a bounced back email saying, you don't know what you have just written. Anyway, 2 days later, after she got herself up off the floor, she said, the scripture you sent to me on the bottom of the poem was so relevant to where I was on that day. But she said, God calls me the name that you wrote into the poem.
Oh, wow. Amen.
I didn't know any of that, but God did.
Amen.
And this is the prophetic part, I suppose, which I love about this whole work, because when you start building people up, you know, that's what they need. We all need to know our own identity.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen. Amen.
And when we do, we're powerful. So, you know? Wow.
This is so interesting. As I said earlier, you know, I've never been one to gravitate towards poetry. I mean, in fact, out of the, you know, 1,000 books that I have on my bookshelves around here in storage or whatever, about the only books I have that have poems in them are the different versions of the Bible, you know, in Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, Song of Solomon.
Yeah.
But you put a different twist on it for sure. Amen.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or read some of your poems, to talk to you about using poetry and building their relationships up, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Just go to my website, godcastinghub.com. That's where my podcasting platform is. And for you listeners, Bob actually taught me all I know about podcasting. So I have him to thank. And so I'm using that as my website. And what I've done is the podcasts that I've done are sharing all my little experiences that I've had with God, because while I was talking to God 6 months ago, he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, look, I want you to start podcasting and sharing the experiences we have together. Amen. And I mean, God said some pretty amazing things to me over my life, and I share them on there, and it's all part of the wonderful story of the journey that I've had with God, and I share it open-heartedly. I've got nothing to hide. So it's all on the Godcasting Hub. And just go in there and contact me on the contact form and it'll get to me, and we can start talking. And I'm going to have the poetry pages on that site. So they'll be in the products.
Amen. Amen. Folks, Lloyd Portman is about as real as you can get. I mean, he's been doing this a while now. You've heard his story and examples and how God just uses him to reach out and touch to people's heart. You know, it's so cool. You've heard how he got started down the path. It's not something he sought out. God sought him out. Amen. And I encourage you to get in touch with him.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.